The lion has what I call the spirit of leadership. And this word spirit here is referring to attitude. A leader has an attitude that makes him or her different from followers. And the lion exhibits that attitude. We have to cultivate the same attitudes that the lion has, because the lion apparently has been given the same attitudes that God himself identifies with, and he put it in these creatures. It doesn't matter how big you are, how intelligent you are, how many degrees you get. It's your mind that keeps you small.
Thicken your skin. Become more of a human being. Don't be afraid of the reflection in the mirror, because that's all you can be afraid of. Once you overcome the reflection in the mirror, you've done it.
If the lion is the king of the jungle, how can he be the king of the jungle? If he's not the biggest, the elephant is probably one of the biggest. He can't be the fastest, because that's a cheetah. He can't be the smartest. So he's not the biggest, the fastest, or the smartest. So how does a lion become the king of the jungle? His mentality. That's the only difference of a lion and an elephant. When a lion walks up and sees an elephant, he thinks lunch. An elephant thinks run. And it's all mentality. Because when a male lion walks up, he may be outnumbered by a pack of hyenas, but I'm king of my jungle because of my mentality.
Lions are visionaries. They see the future. They see what it is to run the jungle. They see who's harmless. They see who can harm. They see who's playing games.
That lion, that gazelle, wants to live another day. And that lion wants to eat so he can live another day. And let me tell you who's going to win that battle. The one who cares the most. Because that lion knows, if I give all my energy at this gazelle, and if I miss the gazelle, if I don't catch the gazelle, I've exerted all this energy, and I don't get to eat, I got to waste another day to eat, I'm in trouble, because I won't have the same strength tomorrow. I won't have the same focus tomorrow. I won't have the same drive tomorrow. I won't have the same energy tomorrow. So I got to care enough that I see this opportunity, I see that gazelle coming by, I got to get it. The lion and the gazelle. The one who's going to win is the one who cares the most.
Every day in Africa, in the safari, a lion wakes up. Every single day in a safari, a lion wakes up, right? And every single day in a safari, a gazelle wakes up. It says that if you wake up and you're a gazelle, you realize if you're going to survive, as a gazelle, if you're going to survive, you must outrun the slowest gazelle. In your mind, you're thinking you gotta outrun the fastest lion. That's not the truth. You just gotta stay ahead of the slow gazelle. That's it. Every single day when you wake up, whatever it is that you do professionally, you better make sure you're not in the back of the pack. You better be as close to the front, if not up front, as possible, because every single day when the lion wakes up, it's only one thing on that lion's mind, and that is catching the gazelle that couldn't keep up. What the gazelle realizes is that the way it operates, that the way it performs, that the way it goes about its daily business is contingent upon life and death. That if that gazelle does not do what he or she is supposed to do, it will be eaten by a lion. Even if you are a lion, and you have the advantage that when the sun comes up, if you are a gazelle or a lion, you better get to running. Because if you are a lion, a gazelle is still not going to come to you and say, just eat me. I don't care how deep you are as a lion. When you wake up, nothing is going to come to you. Nobody's going to give you anything. They're still not giving stuff to ET. I still have to work. I still have to fly 20 hours to get to Australia. I still have to go to London. I still have to do free stuff in Detroit. I still have to drive. I'm a lion. And when the sun comes up, I still have to get to running. Here's the challenge, though. I asked myself when I read that story. That's what's on the surface. I read it and I started asking myself, E.T., what's the difference between a gazelle and what's the difference between a lion? What's the difference? I know that they're wired differently, but what's the difference? And what I discovered is that the gazelle is running from something. The gazelle is running from something. So as long as the lion is chasing the gazelle is running. But as soon as the lion stops chasing the gazelle, it stops.
Courage, strength, leadership, bravery. Sheep follow the leader. They follow the herd. They don't know where they are going. Many times they are led to the slaughterhouse, but they keep following. They don't lead. They don't use their mind. A lion leads. It's about having the courage to stand and fight for your life, having the strength to go bravely in your own direction, even if others walk away. You tread your own path. Only you know what's best for you. Only you know what path to take. Only you know your courage, your strength, your heart. Everyone has the heart of the lion inside of them. Let it out. Let it scream out of you. Like the lion, unleash the beast in you.
Attitude is what you think, what you do, and what you feel about yourself. Attitude is everything in life. Guess why? Whether you rise or fall, everything is based upon the attitude that you showed up at that moment. Your attitude determines your altitude. Listening carefully. I've been through tough times. I've experienced it, and I want you to know that it wasn't my money that brought me this far. It was my attitude towards life. It was my attitude to keep going when the going gets tough. That is the lion attitude I'm talking about. The question is, what is your attitude towards life? What do you think of yourself as I'm talking to you now? Do you think of yourself as how God thinks of you? Or you think of yourself as how friends and family members think of you? You need the lion attitude. The attitude to take charge of your destiny. You need the lion attitude that says, I can. You need the lion attitude. The attitude that says, I will, because I'm bold enough to fight. You need the lion attitude if you are standing in for greatness. Real lions, they are hungry when the time comes for their mission. Lions are not followers. There are leaders who lead the rest of the animals. Become a lion. Be fearless. Don't talk. Walk the talk. Real lions, they demonstrate who they are. A lion does not seek respect. They command respect and authority because they know they should be respected. Be a lion. A sheep follows the leader. A lion leads. It's about having the courage to stand and fight for your life. Having the strength to go your own direction, even if no one believes in you. Follow your heart. Only you know what is best for you. Only you know the path to take. You have the heart of a lion inside you. Let it out. Don't fit in. Stand out and use your gift.
The lion is certain. There are no maybes with the lion. This is my decision, and I will attack until the outcome is mine. No one will push me around. No one will tell me where to go or what to do. If I want something, I will go after it with everything I have inside me. The sheep is not certain. That is why the sheep follows the herd, not knowing where they are going, not caring, just drifting through life, being pulled and prodded, being sheared from head to toe until there is nothing left to give. And that is what I see in many of you. Life, the world, and society is shredding you of your very self. Head to toe, you lose your own unique footprint. You become what others want you to see, not what you want to be. Don't let anyone push you around. Be like a lion. Roar so loud with your own spirit that no one will doubt you ever again. No one will question your goals. No one will dare challenge you again, because you certainly will shine through like the lion.
I can get through this. I will get through this. I must get through this. The days you're not plugged in are the days you don't get 120.
I have too much to accomplish to be satisfied with where I am right now. I have too much on the line. I have too many people depending on me to win. I must stay hungry.
You want to kill an alligator? You kill it right after it eats. Because right after it eats, it gets satisfied. And it goes to a state like it's almost paralyzed. Some of y'all in this room, are you paralyzed? You had a little success? You've done what nobody else in your family has done, and now you chilling? Come on, you ain't hungry no more? Next 100, I need you to stay focused. Why? You should still be hungry. What have you eaten that's got you satisfied? What have you done? What have you accomplished that got you so full? I'm a contender, but the next 100 gonna change my life. It's gonna change this world. We're ordinary people doing extraordinary things. If that's you and you feeling me, just say, I can.
I can.
Come on, I can.
I can.
I can. Come on, one time.
I can.
Yep, I will.
I will.
Yep, I must.
I must.
All right.
You study any animal in the animal kingdom, and I will tell you this, that the lion is king because the lion is hungry. The elephant is bigger than the lion. And the cheetah is faster than the lion. But nobody is more hungry than the lion. Go ask any athlete, actor, musician, philanthropist, it doesn't matter. You ask anybody who is a champion, and the difference between them and their opponent is they were more hungry for it. If there's anything I can pour from my heart in this moment, my greatest piece of advice is to protect your hunger.
All right, come on, I want to put some context into it. I want to put some context. They sent my mother-in-law home 8 years ago. The cancer metastasized throughout her whole body. They're like, it ain't nothing we can do for you. Go home, spend time with your family. And people was like, yep, that's it for her. She says, not it for me. And they said, what do you mean it's not over for you? The doctor says, she said, I don't care nothing about a doctor. I got to see my grandson graduate from high school. He's a junior now at Michigan State University. She said, I got to see my granddaughter graduate, and my only two grandkids. I got to see my granddaughter graduate from high school, and she graduates in June. She said, after that, I might die. But up until then, I ain't going nowhere. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? And what we said to each other is, I can get through this. I will get through this. I must get through this. So I just need you to think about three people in your family that you love. Three people. Three people that you love. Three people. You got them? They there? You got them? This is what I need you to do for me. Because some of you have a hard time staying motivated for a straight 100 days. So what I need you to do for me is I need you to think about those people every day when you're doing what you're doing. You have some days where you just want to hit the snooze button? Raise your hand for me. You want to hit the snooze button, right? So watch this. This is what has to happen. That person that you think about has to be louder than the snooze button. So when you think about granny, you gotta think about, do I hit the snooze button or do I get up and make it happen for granny? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Who are you doing this for? So the days you don't feel like getting up, just think about them. Somebody tell me in this room, when you think about your siblings, when you think about mom and dad and grandma, when you think about your uncle and aunts, when you think about those coaches, those people who've been there for you, just raise your hand if you say, E.T., sleep is better than that. Just raise your hand and tell me, anybody in the room, sleep is better than them, E? Raise your hand. Somebody tell me, E.T., you don't get it. You don't know how hard it is, E? I probably don't. I just lived in abandoned buildings, AI trash cans. I probably don't. Maybe I ain't never been through what you've been through, but I've been through my go-through. And you don't get here by quitting when you tired. You get here by quitting when you finish, when you done. You don't stop when you tired. You stop when you done. You stop when you complete it, when you execute it. Execution is worship. And so I execute for my mom. I execute for my grandma. I execute for my sister. I execute for those kids in the hood who looking for a role model. That's why I wear the hat with a PhD. That's why I wear the J's. So when the kids in the hood look at me, they say, if ET can do it, I can do it. That's why I can't quit and give up, even though I get tired just like everybody else. Why? Because this is what I do. This is my lane. This is your lane. You got to murder it. So when I ask you, you got energy, don't play with me. When I say again, you got that energy for the next 100 days, I need to feel your soul in this room. All right, I can. Come on, I can. Come on, I can. I will. I must. Come on, I can. I will. I must. Give yourself some energy. Come on.
I don't care if you got to listen to me 1,000 times. I need you to get crystal clear about your future. Because the only reason why you are here, the only reason why you're alive, is because you have work to do. And you got to figure out, why on earth are you here? What is your destiny? What is the dream that God has given you? You got to have like a shark mentality, because if a shark swims backward, it dies. A shark can only move forward. And so I need you, every single day you wake up, to smell blood and go after that dream. When you are hungry, you are creative. When you are hungry, you are innovative. When you are hungry, when you are no longer full, when you are no longer satisfied with where you are and you raise your standards, it is only then that you can have your future. If you can stay hungry, you can get the resources. If you can stay hungry, you can get the strategy. If you can stay hungry, the ideas gonna come. If you can stay hungry, the connections will be aligned. If you can stay hungry. And the problem with many of you is that you got full, you got complacent, you got lazy. Somewhere along the line, you lost your enthusiasm, your optimism. You lost your hunger. I'm never full. I'm never full. I'm never full. I'm never full. You gotta get hungry, 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 hungry! Eliminate all distractions. Eliminate all distractions. So you gotta have a goal. You gotta have a dream. You gotta get hungry. And then you gotta get real disciplined. Because motivation will get you going. A speech will get you fired up. But discipline is going to give you the power to stay committed to whatever that goal is. I'm gonna tell you this right now, some praise can be poison. It keeps you locked in a state of paralysis, and you shine in trophies from the past. And that's why you always hear those people from the past like, yeah, remember back in the day when I used to do this, remember back in the day. They're still shining the trophy of the past accomplishments. So sometimes we can receive praise like a venomous snake that injects its poisonous venom in our veins and in our heart, and we get full. We get real full. You gotta be hungry for your dream. You gotta be hungry for your next level. You gotta be hungry for connection and alignment. You have to be hungry to fulfill your destiny. Hunger is not an idea. Hunger is not a mood. Hunger is a lifestyle. I'm never full. This is me every day, all day. I'm hungry to learn. You gotta be hungry to read. You have to be hungry to grow. You have to be hungry to manifest what is in your head.
Just say, I can. Come on, come on, I can.
I can.
I can. Come on, one time.
I can.
Yep, I will.
I will.
Yep, I must.
I must.
All right, all right.
Goggins is the guy that can take anything you put in front of him. You want to break my motherfucking legs? So be it. I have a way of going to a place like I did in that race where all the pain and suffering that they put on top of me in Hell Week, I will reverse that pain and suffering and I will take your soul. So every instructor that put me through Buds, my job, what drove me, was I wanted you to go home that night after you beat the living shit out of me and I smiled in your face. I wanted you to feel worse than I did, and you were going home to a nice warm bed with your wife or your kids and a nice meal, and I was still out there in the grip suffering for another 100 hours. I wanted you to think about me knowing that I'm comfortable being very unfucking comfortable. And I want you to think about when you went through fucking Hell Week, how uncomfortable you were and how bad you wanted to quit, knowing I'm not thinking that fucking way. So the dark side is something that I've designed. It's an evil place I can go that very few things can hurt me. I use the hurt you're trying to put on me. I flip it upside down and use it. You trying to use it for kryptonite? No. It's power pellets for me. I'm using it for strength. I just flip negative into positive. That's all it is. Most of this generation quits the second they get talked to. You did this wrong. You did this wrong. Or they get yelled at. It's so easy to be great nowadays, because everybody else is, most people are weak. This is a softened generation. So if you have any mental toughness, any ability, if you have any fraction of self-discipline, the ability to not want to do it, but still do it. People have a hard thing to understand. I hate to run. And what makes me so crazy, it doesn't need more, is people go, well, why do you run if you hate it? What are you talking about? I don't want to take showers and eat either. I hate that too. That's life, man. It wasn't until I changed that mentality that I became somebody. I hated going to school. So guess what? I was dumb as shit. That's what, 1 + 1 = 2. But if you can get through to doing things that you hate to do, on the other side is greatness. That's what people understand. By me running, I am callous in my mind. I'm not training for a race. I'm training for life. I'm training for the time when I get that 2 o'clock in the morning call that my mom is dead or something happens tragic in life. I don't fall apart. I'm training my mind and my body and my spirit so it's all one, so I can handle what life is going to throw at me. Because the life I've lived, it throws a whole bunch at you. And if you're not physically and mentally prepared for that, you're just going to crumble and you're good for nobody.
You got to stare into the enemy's eyes and let him know that he has met his match, that nothing will be denied the one that won't be denied. You have to make it clear to your opponent that there is no quitting you. You have to make it known to him that no matter what he does, you serve a God greater than him. That there's a power on the inside of you that makes you unstoppable. That you are not scared to get in the ring to fight for what you want in life. The flesh of the warrior is mortal and vulnerable with weaknesses, but the mind and spirit inside the champion is a savage force of undeniable will that's fierce and violent to anything that threatens its ambition. Scarred and wounded, the warrior not deterred. He remains steadfast and unwavering faith to the God that lives within him. Alone he fights, blinded by darkness, but still he moves forward, outflanking every maneuver that hell attempts to conquer him with. He gets bolder and more aggressive with every step he takes toward greatness. Sucker punched by life, knocked down to the mat several times, but he stretches for the ropes to climb out of the mouth of defeat. His emotional jaw broke, exhausted with 2 black eyes, gasping for air, nothing left in the tank. The enemy sure of victory till he heard him say, I'm hurt, scarred, you'll never ever break me. Hurt, scarred, you'll never ever break me. Hurt, scarred, you'll never ever break me. I'm wounded but not broken, wounded but not broken. I'm hurt, scarred, you'll never ever break me. Hurt, scarred, you'll never ever break me. Hurt, scarred, you'll never ever break me. I'm wounded but not broken, wounded but not broken. Wounded.
dead but not broken. Got one shot, don't blow this. Distractions, can't focus. My mask on, can't show this. Too busy out here glowing. That fan base keeps growing. Momentum, can't slow it. I'm Mozart composing. She posing with her hair dyed. Fake friends and their twisted lies. Contacts, blue eyes. Plastic chicks with nine lives. Three junkies just getting high. Black ice, touch the sky. Blinded by the sunrise. I'm wounded, but still alive. Sweet candles keep burning. The world keeps on turning. I'm seeking discernment. My spirit keeps yearning. School books with no learning. Here, star boy, you earned it. That fire from the furnace. The world is yours and you earned it. Silly Billy keep burning. The world is yours and you earned it. I'm wounded but not broken. Got one shot, don't blow this. Distractions, can't focus. My mask on, can't show this. Too busy out here glowing. That fan base keeps growing. Momentum, can't slow it. I'm Mozart composing. Rock stars, smoking no Cupid cigars. Flashing in those rental cars. That ain't really who you are. I paint you like my wounded but not broken. Wounded but not broken. Rock stars, smoking no Cupid cigars. Flashing in those rental cars. That ain't really who you are. I paint you like my wounded but not broken. Wounded but not broken. Wounded but not broken. Wounded but not broken. It's Dr. Billy Allsbrooks, blessed and unstoppable. Impact 1 billion people. The art of motivation. Welcome to the Louvre. And to God be the glory.
What separates a dreamer from a doer? Three words: consistent follow through. For some reason, everybody don't want to follow through. Everybody talk a good game, but I need you to follow through. You always know a successful person because they got amazing follow through. We got to rise up right now, and we got to start, and we got to finish. I don't care how good you are. I don't care how talented you are, because Bruce Lee said it best. A warrior is an average person with laser-like focus. Don't even worry about your ability. Don't you worry about opportunity. I need you to be a warrior right now and let your work get your opportunity. Let your work get your praise. Let your work open up doors. Let your work get people paying attention. Let your work get the whole world to notice. You gotta work. Stop thinking. Stop procrastinating. And you gotta work. I need you to rise up to fulfill your dreams. Rise up and attack your goals. There's no time to sleep, no time to nap, no time to waste. If you fall asleep, wake up and rise up again. You should work so hard that you collapse in the bed at night. Sometimes in the afternoon, you're so weary from grinding that your body just collapses. That's okay. Have sweet sleep, but when you wake up, grind again. Now is the moment to capture the vision. Here's what success is all about. You need these three things. Are you ready? You need skill set, mindset, and opportunity. You need to rise up and understand what success is all about. Skill set, work on your skill. Mindset, work on your mentality, baby, and your opportunity will come. Commit to your dreams. Commit to your goals. I need you to rise up and commit to yourself. Commit to the process. I'm tired of you getting on Facebook and social media and Instagram and looking at everybody else. You sit there and look at their house, their cars. You sit there and look at their purses and their bag. And you look and say, man, I wish that was me. I wish that was me. Oh, man, I wish that was me. It can be you, but you got to rise up. You got to commit to the process. You got to get in the game. Stop being a spectator and start being a participant. Trust me, I need you to rise up right now.
Elevated people know who they are. They know what they believe, the role in life they are presently filling, their great personal potential.
I remember being on my job with no possibility of a future. And I will never forget the moment that a man walked up to me and looked me in my eyes and told me that this was the best I would be able to do. And I came to the resolve in that very moment that greatness would be my new norm.
Make this moment the moment of truth about yourself. Many of you have been selling yourself short all of your life. You have the opportunity to experience more environmental, physical, and mental abundance. Someone who is in a constant state of elevation. Their self-talk is, I know who I am, I know where I'm going, and I know where I came from. There is definitely a direct connection between finding your passion and reaching your potential. You will never fulfill your destiny doing work you despise. Passion gives you an advantage over others because one person with passion is greater than 99 who have only an interest. Passion gives you energy. Are you aware of what you are doing with your day-to-day time? Do you like your current relationships? Do you like your circle of influence? I think a lot of us, we are programmed to hold on to things that we no longer like.
We gain a greater perspective when we zoom out. And too many of you are guilty of becoming what you are going through. You are not what you are going through. Your responsibility is, once you've gone from flapping to flight, is to protect your progress, to protect your territory. You got to get a real boss-like mentality with your territory. All the ground that you gain, protect your territory.
The future belongs to the hungry, the humble, the hustler. These are those that will take the throne. There is a new breed of Mamba mentality game changers that in every room that they step in, they are agents of transformation. They are 30,000 feet above the noise. They are architects, pioneers, innovators, students, athletes, lawyers, doctors. I'm sounding the alarm that a new mentality will emerge inside of you.
Never accept the life that's been given to you. If it's something that you never like, I need you to change it. Never accept the life that's been given to you if you think that it'll never become who you are meant to be. You don't have to accept the life that's been given to you, so if you want to change it, you can actually change it. You don't have to accept the life that's been given to you when nobody wants to support you and they're not standing up and clapping, or they're not hitting a share button or a like button or a heart, or they're not motivating you to become better, or they're not pushing you to become better. I'm telling you right now, you do not have to accept the life that's been given to you, because I didn't. You looking at a kid right now that, I'm a published author. I don't know what a published author looked like to you, but I never accepted the life that was given to me. Why am I telling you that? Because listen to me, they counted me out, and the people that counted me out, they couldn't count. So I'm telling you that you never have to accept the life that's been given to you. I'm a father, I'm a husband, I'm a speaker, I'm an author, I'm an entrepreneur, and I did this with no blueprint. And I did this with straight will and determination, because I understood that, listen, in order for me to leave a legacy, there were some things that I had to change. There were some things that I needed to become. I had to cut out the excuses. So I'm telling you right now, in order for you to be successful in life, I need you to cut out the excuses. I need you to end it all. No matter what it may look like, I need you to stop it right now. Because if you continue to come up with excuses through life, you'll never get to the level that you need to, and you'll always stay in your comfort zone. It's a beautiful place, but nothing grows there. And you gotta take advantage of the opportunity in this lifetime. Because if you never take advantage of the opportunity, you'll continue to make excuses. You'll continue to be who people always said that you would be. So I need you to block out the haters. I need you to block out the lies. I need you to block out the people that don't support you. I need you to block it all out, no matter what it may look like. Because understand this, God gave you the vision. He didn't give it to them. So when they don't see your vision, I need you to understand that, listen, He gave it to me. So I'm locked in and I'm focused, no matter what it may look like, no matter what you may say, no matter what type of opposition that come my way. I need you to understand this, understand that no matter matter what it is, and then what level or whatever level you may get to in life, understand your purpose and understand that He gave you the vision. So I need you to walk it out. Because we know if it was easy, everybody would do it.